5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Hopefully one of those works.
I think maybe one of those might work.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
Well, usually, like, if I... what's weird about the audio is that it gets desynced sometimes. Anyway, this is a horrible start to a podcast.
Yeah.
How's it going, y'all?
Good morning.
Welcome back to the N1 Now podcast.
Welcome. Well, yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon.
Beautiful Monday afternoon.
And beautiful day.
Hey, buddy. Beautiful day.
Except I have tuberculosis, so...
Yeah. Amanda's got TV.
Bad news for Andrew.
Spreading it to the two of
this
them.
This is the last Monday of summertime.
It is. This is the
Monday
final week of summer.
Is the second day of fall.
What are your guys' favorite fall festivities?
Halloween. Does that count?
Yeah.
Halloween.
Well, what do you do? Are you? Wait, we're all going to go to a haunted house. I hope you know this.
Well, what do you mean we? I'm not going to go.
Yes, you are.
You little pussy.
I'm dragging Chris. I'm dragging Andrew. And I'm dragging you.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm going to close my eyes. So
we'll get a big group together. So that
yes, we're going to be a group together.
I'm bringing a gun just in case.
You know, should wear like
the ghost comes.
You should wear like really, really tight children's clothing and have
skinny
a big
jeans.
Lollipop.
Skinny jeans suit.
A big lollipop and one of those like little propeller hats. And say, please don't scale me.
No, there's like some crazy haunted houses out there where you have to sign waivers and they touch you.
Oh, yeah. I knew a girl who worked at a haunted house when I was working at the sports broadcasting place. She was a weird girl. She would call me like, Andrew, whenever I saw her. She was maybe a little... Anyway,
there's one out east I know. I see commercials for every year. I mean, I won't say which town, but it's like down further that way. Yeah.
There's a commercial for it? I've never seen a commercial for a haunted house.
I have, for like that really popular one.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually don't know what you're talking about, but you don't have to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Yeah, well, maybe I just don't watch commercials.
No.
We should have it.
There's one, isn't there one in the city where it's like, floors on floors on floors, and there's an exit on every floor so that you can leave.
Really?
And no one's ever made it to the top or the bottom. I don't know which way you start.
That's fun. Well, that's actually
yeah, because the city. So
oh, update. Something. You guys know McCamey Manor.
McCamey Manor.
The guy who runs that torture haunted house.
No, what the hell are you talking about?
So his name is something McCamey or whatever.
McCamey.
And he runs a haunted house, but it's literally just a house of torture. Like, you have to sign like a 100-page waiver. He waterboards you.
Did tell me about that.
Like, does really insane shit.
In the city?
And no, I forget where this is. Every year I go into like a spiral, into a rabbit hole of McCamey Manor. But yeah, he does really fucked up stuff, and he just got arrested, I'm pretty sure.
He got arrested.
After years and years and years of torturing people. Don't get me wrong, they sign up for it.
Yeah.
But, like, in the contract, it's saying, like, you could possibly die. Like,
or
you're
from,
signing
like, a heart attack.
Away. Yeah. And, I mean, plenty of people have come out of there fucked up. Like, he shaves your head in there. Makes you eat disgusting things. He probably gets off on it.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know?
How much does it cost? Is it free?
I don't know, but apparently there was always, like, a big money prize, but he wouldn't let anyone finish.
Oh.
Like, if they had gotten close to finishing or something, like, he would...
hurt them pretty bad.
Yeah, so that they quit.
Finish, yeah.
So what happened?
So I think he was being investigated for a while because of it and all the hype around it and people saying, like, this is literally wrong. This is just...
evil.
Yeah, like, this is... you're hurting people. And, like, yeah, they sign up for it, but it still shouldn't be legal, you know?
Mm. It sounds like the movie Escape Room.
So I'm pretty
room.
Sure he just got arrested. So,
Escape
no more McCamey Manor. But every time someone would be on his tracks about it, he would pick up and move to a new location.
Interesting.
So I'm assuming, like, he would get out of a jurisdiction that might be investigating him.
Well, I mean, would he promote this, like, online or just, like, word of mouth? Or, like, how do you kind
yeah,
of
I it? Don't know. I mean, I've just known about it forever for, like, from YouTube. And.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So we're doing that one?
Yeah.
You guys have
we're gonna
fun.
Get waterboarded. I'm sorry, but I would never willingly
get tortured.
Get tortured. And let alone, like, just knowing that, like, he may waterboard me.
Just, you know, you might get waterboarded.
Suffocating.
You might die, but if you don't, you might come out just scarred for life, so it's up to you.
I mean, you see the before and after of these people, and it's like, holy, they look like zombies.
Really? They just How long is it?
I don't know. It could go on for hours. So obviously the man is enjoying it.
This is sounding more and more fun the more you talk about it.
So is it just him, or does he have people work for him?
He has people work for him, but
a little centaur pill work.
Well, that's gonna sound real good.
You went pumpkin picking. Amanda.
Apple picking.
Apple picking. Sorry.
I did go apple picking.
That's a fall festivity.
Yeah. And then we made fresh baked apple pies.
Oh my god.
They were really good.
She made a fresh baked apple pie. They did look very, very yummy-licious.
No, I'm gonna make it again for the season. Maybe I'll make an extra one to bring to you guys.
Oh my god.
It was really good. And I got some ice cream.
How fun would it be if you made, like, you spent all this time making apple pie, like, you very delicately put all the apples, laid them in, cinnamon, and then as soon as you took it out of the oven, you fucking smashed it right in your boyfriend's face.
That would be horrible, first of all.
It's so hot as hell.
Yeah, like, steaming hot. Yeah. Like, apple pies come out real hot.
Yeah.
Like, it takes forever for those things to cool.
It burns for life.
Well, I get worried that, like, it's gonna fall. Like, I did all that effort, and then I'm gonna drop it out of the oven.
What is it, souffle, the thing that, like, can collapse if you take it out of the oven and make too much noise or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or make too much noise.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
like, deflates if you don't time it perfectly.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, guys, sorry, I have tuberculosis.
Kyle went to the Ren Fair.
Yeah, the Ren Fair.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
It was fun. I mean, it was just really interesting, you know, like, just like, I don't know, not weird, like, strange stuff. It's like, I don't know, I got this turkey leg. It was, like, big as hell, like, I swear to God, like, maybe, like, full on.
I love those.
It was not good.
It was not good?
No.
Well, I always see people walking around with those things, and I'm like, it looks appetizing, but I don't know about it.
Yeah, the meat, I don't know, it wasn't fresh. I think it's more of a show.
Yeah, that was from last week.
Yeah, it probably was.
We just took it out of the freezer.
Yeah. I mean,
that's probably what happened, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I bought a coffee mug, a handmade wooden coffee mug.
That's cool.
For someone.
You gonna bring that to work?
Yeah, it's our gift. Someone.
Yeah.
It was like $70, dude. A lot of money.
It was $70?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Wow. Yeah, but it looks cool. But no, it was fun. I mean, this one show they had in the beginning, it was some guy doing, like, whips, or what's he call it?
That sounds kind of kinky.
Yeah, no, he would hit the floor, the whip, and make a giant cracking noise.
What is it, BDSM?
Yeah.
No.
Was he cracking it on?
No. But,
was there a guy wearing a black rubber suit?
No. His name actually is Aaron Bunk. So Aaron Bunk Show is his handle. On social media, look it up.
Shout out, Aaron.
I do not let this shout out go through.
No?
I rescind this shout
out. Cutting the
bit. Everyone unclick right now.
No shout out. But now, this guy is, like, amazing. He has, like, I think 5 Guinness records for this, like, rip crackling stuff he does. It's just insane. He was, like, bouncing swords in his head. Doing fire stuff. It was pretty cool.
His name is Aaron Bong.
Yeah.
Did
is
anyone
it because
eat
he
a
bonks
sword?
Himself on
no,
the head?
No, that's his last name. His actual last name.
Anyone eat a sword?
I think they had someone do it, but I didn't see it happen.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I mean, yeah. It's like, if you like that stuff, it's going to be fun for you. They have a jousting event. It's pretty cool, but I didn't see it.
Are people dressed up? Should I get a Renaissance dress?
Some people are, yeah. You could.
Would you say majority were not dressed up, were dressed up?
I would say 50-50.
Okay. See, I like those turkey legs. I know we're going back to that, but, like, Disney used to give
that's
those.
That's all that's been on your mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Disney might be more fresh than this place was.
I freaking loved the ones at Disney. I'll never forget going on the monorail, the giant turkey leg, and eating it the whole way like a monster. I used to have a really big appetite as a kid.
I mean, there was a bunch of different shops. I mean, not that, you know.
Was there any good food?
I ate donuts. Pretty good. I mean, donuts usually aren't, I guess.
The apple cider donut? They got any of those?
Pumpkin pie donuts. They might. Yeah.
I love an apple cider donut.
The thing was, it was I don't know, overwhelming because there was so much shit going on there. But most of the stores are the same. It's just like, you know, a bunch of same stores in like this giant location. It's just like everywhere you go, it just seems the same almost. Like,
yeah.
Identical. Just the way it's set up.
Is it all like makeshift or is it like fairgrounds where like it's built already and they just set up shop in there?
No, I think they set it up. It's wow. Like all, yeah. Like
yeah, I mean, it goes on for what, like 2 months?
Yeah. Oh. It's like wooden stores they made for.
Guys, we should break a world record.
Of what?
I don't know. We have to find one that's easy to break.
How about swallowing hard-boiled eggs?
Whole.
Yeah.
I bet there's a world record for that.
Probably is.
I would choke and die.
Yeah, I'd probably choke and die. I'd probably look like a snake after the third
one. And think about, like, the whole egg sitting in your stomach.
Yeah. You would jump up and down and feel like a piggy bank, but full of eggs.
Ew.
What if it catches your stomach? The bird comes out.
He goes, hey, what'd I miss?
Well, you ever eat eggs and you think about the fact that you're eating eggs and no longer want to eat eggs?
Yeah. Honestly, no. There's so much stuff that I have to put out of my mind.
Sometimes like having meat, like damn.
Yeah. Eggs are the worst though for me. Like sometimes when I'm eating like beef, I'm like, all right, I'm eating a cow, whatever. But the eggs really get
me. You're eating Bessie.
I could be enjoying my eggs.
Actually,
then, like,
there's a great part in, I just saw Speak No Evil last night, that Amanda was going to see, or she's going to see.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing Beetlejuice this week, and then maybe...
I am not interested in that damn film. But,
You're not going to see it?
Yeah, they all are. They really like this building for some reason.
Disgusting.
It's fucking Lanternfly City, bros. Anyway.
It's actually so gross. There's so many.
It's in the trailer, so I'm literally not spoiling anything when I say this, but, they try to feed the woman, like, the prized goose, and she's a fucking vegetarian. That's in the trailer, once again. It's literally in the that's, like, a funny scene. That's a great film, like, in the sense that James McAvoy is, like, he plays a bastard very well. Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a bastard in that film.
Wait, so you're not gonna see Beetlejuice?
No.
Why?
I didn't even really like the original Beetlejuice.
You suck.
I mean, it's all right. It's not really my thing. It's like a cult classic.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Why, did you want to see that with, like, me?
No.
Oh, so then what the fuck?
I'm seeing it this week.
Yeah.
I was just asking why you weren't going to see it.
She could have convinced me to see it if she said she wanted to see it, but you know what?
This was the first one.
Well, you said you didn't want to, so why should I convince you?
First one wasn't that, I mean, it was, like, I guess fun, but I don't know. Not really.
It's made by Tim Burpton.
Burpton?
Yeah.
Tim Burpton.
Same guy who made, what's the movie called? The
Corpse Bride, Jack Skellington. Yeah, he made a lot of spooky movies.
That's the next thing I want to crochet is a Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
We've discussed... Like, where I crochet something.
Oh, wait, before, plug, here's a real plug. HookedOnAmanda.com. That's HookedOnAmanda.com.
That's me.
Also check her out on Instagram.
At HookedOnAmanda with a zero.
At HookedOnAmanda, that's with a zero.
For the on.
For the on.
a little confusing.
But, yeah, she's got great stuff. I purchased stuff. Kyle's getting stuff.
Yeah.
It's the fall season. Get yourself a nice little pumpkin. Maybe think about Christmas coming up. Maybe get a turkey for Thanksgiving. Can you do like pepper, like shaker, like salt and
like
pepper shaker
holders? Yeah. Like holders?
Like holders, yeah.
Yeah.
That are like little turkeys.
Oh, stop, that'd be cute.
Anyway, check that out.
But to answer your question, I don't know. It's hard to tell because like I kind of taught myself through just like watching a few YouTube videos, downloading a few patterns, and just like doing it until like I failed, and then doing it again.
When did you start doing it? What age?
Over a year ago now?
Yeah, probably like May of last year.
Really? A year? Wow. That's pretty short.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, less like a, you know, high school.
I knew it was the real deal when she brought the strawberry.
when I made the jacket.
Yeah.
That I made, like, that was, like, the first huge project I did, and it turned out really good.
Like, that is the real deal. I mean, I love the turtles. I was like, this is a nice little hobby, and I like it, and I'm going to support it.
Yeah, the turtles are, like, the number one item that people buy.
I've shown it. Check out, I think, podcast either one or two. I showed off the turtles. You could see that in... Oh, wait, never mind.
No, you can't.
Never mind. One day.
Yep.
One day you'll be able to see that again. Anyway.
Whoops.
I'll leave a link. But, yeah, that's a cool thing. Do you guys like going pumpkin picking?
I like
that. Oh, yeah. I do.
I feel like I've got to do this with people because it's not really my thing anymore.
Like, there are a lot of activities. I'm trying to cover the mic while I cough.
I mean, it's, like, fun doing it when there's still, like, good pumpkins to choose from. Because if you go too late, there's nothing there.
Yeah, just, like, rotting pumpkins.
Yeah, like, rotting pumpkins, deformed pumpkins.
Well, beginning October is when you go.
Yeah. That's usually when I go. First,
it's funny to see what I have in my front porch.
You choose.
Let's go straight. It's a nice day.
I'm going to have my front porch and squirrels come and chew them up and just kind of...
I love that, though, because sometimes they make the face even more horrific, and it's really funny.
I haven't carved pumpkins in a while. I painted them last year.
I still carve them.
I used to. Not as much anymore.
I'm taking this off so I can move.
Do you guys eggs rooster or no?
Make sure you don't hit the record button. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, little tiny festivities that I still like to do, and pumpkin carving's one of them.
Do you eggs rooster or no?
No, that's done. I don't do that anymore because the best part about making the eggs for Easter is that you go and find them. And I am not doing that. Who am I doing that for? You know what I mean?
Yourself, man.
What, Easter egg hunt?
No, I mean hitting them. Like actual eggs, you can farm them each kind of...
Oh, yeah. You dip them in like a little...
Yeah, because like...
Well, I can use, here's what I'll do. I'll use that like weird perfume from Blink Twice, and then I'll hide the Easter eggs, and then the next morning I'll have forgotten. I'll go look for them.
That's smart. Wait, that's really smart.
Yeah. All it needs
like
is
hide
just
them during a blackout.
Yeah. Hide them during a blackout?
And then wake up
me
the
just
next
tripping
morning.
Over myself.
No, like during a drunken blackout or like take a few Xanax.
Jesus Christ.
And then wake up the next day and be like, I have no idea where the eggs are.
I don't know. I'll wake up. I don't know where the eggs are. I don't feel good.
Yeah, by the time I feel like you wouldn't even want to look for the eggs.
You'd have to do it 2 days before.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Folks, it is the last week of summer, but the weather is still very beautiful. I was able to go to the fucking beach. I actually got to go to the beach.
What's the you fuck the
no,
beach?
No, dude, I did
the
not.
He goes to the naked
beach.
People beach.
I do travel through the naked people beach.
He likes to see old women's titties.
Oh, God. There was
that's his favorite, the saggy ones.
It's all horror. I mean, like, Israel is just all horror.
You say horror. How do you say it?
It's horror. Spelled horror.
Horror.
I say horror. Horror.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the better way to say
horror.
Might as well just be saying horror.
Horror. Well, the thing about Long Islanders is that
Whoa, look at that license plate.
I know. What? Is that
it's
Japanese?
A car, man.
That is a Japanese license plate.
That's pretty cool.
Look at that car.
It's guys, we lied to you. We're actually in Japan.
Oh, I saw... We're so distracted right now.
I know.
I saw when I came back from the theater last night, someone tried doing the thing with their Tesla where you can get it to, like, come and pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
But it fucking drove over the curb. Like, you know, like, there's, like, the little, like, grass and, mm-hmm. and it drove over the curb. And not only did it do that, but it got stuck right over. So the wheels were on one end, the ends on the other.
Oh, my God. Did you see that parking lot full of self-driving cars and they all... are beeping at each other? So there's like a lot where like it's only the self-driving cars, and at the end of the night they all come back and park. But so the apartments and people living around there were like,
what the fuck,
calling and being like, can we fix this problem? But it's so funny, you guys have to watch the video, because like anytime it gets too close the self-driving car beeps.
That's so funny.
And then it tries to park, but because there's a car there, it won't, and it beeps.
That's like shit you would see from like the NPCs in GTA.
That car's broken.
Oh. damn right it is. Anyway.
That's part of Tesla's are the fart noises makes in the horn.
I didn't know this.
Car. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, that was it's so funny.
Kind of like how Alexa farts.
We do like making Alexa fart.
A Fiat fart, pretty much, actually. One might say.
So, anyway, I go to the beach every now and then, the nude beach. And because I guess it was like the last good weekend, probably.
There was a lot of.
Oh, old, yeah, they were really out and about.
Yeah, they were out and getting their freak on, pretty much.
Oh, my fucking God, they were. They had like setups. I've never seen it this bad before, where it was like they had like. There was a dude in a cowboy hat with his dick and balls out, and he was.
Fuck?
Yes, this is the nude beach, dude. And so, like, he had like a fucking coconut tree, like inflatable going up, and he was riding that, and like a cowboy with the hand up in the air and
they
shit like that.
Don't care at all. I mean,
no, they kinda, don't.
It's weird because it just like pretty much, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll say so, but like just like old people pretty much, or is it some young as well?
I feel like it's mostly older people.
It is 90% like really, really old people.
It's like, if they just don't care anymore.
Yeah, I guess they just kind of like lost their care.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just like wouldn't wake up one day and be like, yeah, I'm gonna drop my pants.
I'm gonna make people look at my awful body.
Yeah, yeah, like why would I? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'd rather just like
their unshaved body that he's just loose and feel.
The old men are the worst. I mean, seriously, they're just the worst.
Are you in the gym sometimes? Like in the fucking, they come out of showers with no towels on. It's fucking insane. It's like, what are you doing?
My question is, was this a thing when they were younger that you just walk out naked all the time, or is it just a case?
No
with,
shame.
Yeah, like sure. Did they forget?
Yeah, you have to be a certain type of person to go on the beach and get naked.
But like, yeah, on top of that, like, so like our nude beach is weird. Where like, first of all, it's not a nude beach anymore. It's not been a nude beach for years and years.
You can't get nude,
but they do it anyway. Like they will wear like the tiniest speck of cloth to cover their cock and balls and, you know, other extremities.
Fucking g-string.
But like Donnie from fucking Wild Thornberries. But that might be lost on the both of you.
No, I know.
Oh. But anyway, even that's more conservative than what they fucking wear. Yeah, you pass through the weird stuff, but there's like every now and then there's this old ass man, or old ass men, that will like, I'll be walking alone trying to get to the lighthouse,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they set out a line, and if you cross a certain path, they come out and they just go and like wait at the edge for you to pass them. And it's like, get the fuck out like, of here.
Yeah, it's like part of them is like getting off on the fact that other people are looking them, at their dick and balls.
I swear to God.
Sexual predators everywhere you go.
Well, that's another thing. Me and Andrew had this conversation like maybe a month ago about how like, I feel like the men who are like, they get off on the fact that like a child might see them naked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, did we talk about this?
Not on the podcast, I don't think, but like, the gross men who sit like close enough to the regular beach.
Yes.
And they're naked. It's like they may want a small child to look at them.
Maybe, yeah, they want to see it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So that one like old people party with the fucking coconut trees. They were pretty damn close to the normal beach, and I was passing by them, and there was like a family of four, and the mom was just like, "Oh my god, oh my god."
Yeah, yeah. It's like so.
There should be a buffer.
Split. I pass out of mine.
There usually is a buffer. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I sat at a cash out of mine. I had this one coworker who was, I think, late 50s, maybe early 60s, whatever. And he was telling me one time that he was at the beach with his girlfriend, and he saw some, like, 15-year-old girl with a bikini on. And he goes, yeah, I had a huge boner. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. you remind me. I've been meaning to tell this story in the podcast for a fucking long ass time.
Tell me that. Like, I don't want to fucking... That's
so
disgusting.
Fucking... First of all, that's so fucking weird.
It's fucking... Yeah, it's weird. It's fucking...
Exercise.
Fucking
yeah.
Pedophile shit.
It is really weird. But, like, so for me, there was one time... I worked at that same broadcast place. And, oh, my fucking God. This is such a weird story. I'm going to tell this to my best memory. So there was one guy who was just really fucking bizarre, and he would talk to you about the weirdest shit through and through. He had like these really weird takes on pretty much everything, like film, TV.
Wait, what?
What?
He what?
Weird takes. Like, he would just have really weird opinions on shit. Like, stuff that would really make you go, what the hell are you talking about? And, like, one of my favorite that I bring up every now and then, because I like film and shit like that, is I was talking about the movie Knowing, which is, like, a notoriously piece of shit movie. And he was like, it is one of the most brilliant pieces of media to ever exist. It was the weirdest conversation. Anyway, the actual point here. One time I was talking to him, and he was telling me that he was a camp counselor or something. And, this is so fucking inappropriate. I don't even know if this is good for the podcast. He was like, dude, sometimes, like, I know that the little girls are falling in love with me.
No.
And that's okay. Like, it's okay for them to do that. They, you know, they understand that it's not allowed, but, like, organically speaking, it's fine. Like, it's totally okay. And, like, I think that, like, we have to come to, like, a realization as a culture that it's fine. Like, we are predispositioned to love each other at younger ages. And he was, like, telling this to me and this other fucking girl. And I was looking at this girl and I was like, am I hearing this right now?
Yeah, it's like straight up pedophilia.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, like, justify it. Yeah.
And so, like, he was telling me, like, I'm not making this up. This was probably one of the most uncomfortable conversations I've ever had with a human being. Where he was telling me that, like, they would sit on his lap and he would get hard.
No.
I fucking swear to God.
Absolute pedophile.
But, like, and I was like, dude, I said to him, I was like, dude, you really shouldn't be telling people this.
Yeah, like, if it's happening to you, okay, maybe keep it to yourself, but, like, that is straight up an issue.
But that, like, so that struck a nerve with him, and then he really got into, like, the evolutionary, like, fucking chat where he was talking about, like, no, there's actually nothing wrong with it because we as a species are trying to breed younger. And so, like, when they reach an age of conception, and it's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? He got, like, so fucking angry. On these geese's, I hope they're okay. Don't cross, you little goose.
But I feel like that's, like, the worst kind of person to have. Like, you see pedophiles who are like, yeah, I know this is wrong, and I shouldn't be doing this. But then there's the people that, like that who are defending it.
Yeah, they're trying to give excuses for it.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's not normal. You need help.
Yeah. And he was telling them, and that girl, like, brought me into the, like, the kitchen. She was like, do we report him? She was like, do we report this guy? Because
yeah, it's like, what do you do?
That sounds like a bad situation waiting to happen.
And, like, okay, so he gets hard when people sit on him, but, like, how many times does he have to do that before he acts on it?
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
Until he's no longer pleased by having someone sit on his lap.
Well, people have no shame, really. It's just, like, whatever it is they fucking want to do, say it, they just do it.
He wasn't old. He was our age.
What?
Yeah, yes.
That's even worse.
He was our fucking
age.
Away,
but yeah.
That's horrible, but I get what you're saying. Like, there's, like, older men who just, like, say whatever the fuck they want.
Well, it's funny. Every now and then I catch my father watching this show called The Love Boat.
Oh, The Love Boat.
You know about The Love Boat? Yeah, it's like this old 70s show. And there was an episode on where the captain's daughter falls in love with this, like, cool lifeguard dude. Who is, like, way older. She's like a 12-year-old and he's, like, in his 20s. And she falls in love with him. But, like, he's also, like, kissing her on the cheek and shit. And I'm like, Dad, is this the pedophile episode? And he's like, no. No, that's not pedophile. No. I'm like, he just kissed that little girl on the fucking cheek.
Yeah.
He's like, well, in the 70s. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's cut to here, so
we don't hear the traffic as much. Yeah, that's a smart idea.
Well, when you think back to, like, all Disney Channel, like, these kids were so young.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And, like, there were kissing scenes and just, like,
the foot scenes and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of weird shit back in the day. I mean, once again, we've changed enough of the culture where you can look back and say, wow, that was weirder...
Yeah.
A weirder time and age, just in general. Like, there was... This is a weird episode.
This is a weird episode.
There was the time where people were like, really waiting on Mary-Kate and Ashley to turn, like, 18. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Like, there was, like, yeah. Mary-Kate and Ashley turn 18 on this day.
Wait, that's like, so true. At some point, like, like, men used to say that about, like, young women. I can't wait until they turn 18.
Yeah, they said it about Miley Cyrus. They said it about Selena Gomez.
Which is crazy.
Her dad, Miley's dad, like, took a photo of her when she was, like, half nude and posted it online. Or
didn't we talk about this in the last podcast? Might have.
I don't know, but he's going down the shitter. He's being canceled right now.
Is he?
Yeah, because he talks. There was a voice memo that got leaked, or a voice call, whatever, and he's like talking shit about Miley, and Miley completely cut off her dad.
Really? Billy Bobby Bay?
Yep.
Billy Bobby Bay.
And
is he like a
pretty
junkie?
Sure he follows me on the Twitter. Anyway.
Really? Is he a junkie?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
this is how you get your end.
On drugs, for sure. But he was, like, talking really shitty to his wife or whatever. And just, like, saying shit about Miley. You'll have to look it up.
Weird shit going on in the celeb world.
He was talking to his wife, like, really nasty. But being like, I'm going to be late to this event, whatever. And it's like, okay, why is that her problem?
These bugs are getting slower.
They are.
Wife, or was he someone else?
Yeah, I think it was his wife.
Yeah. So I guess now they have issues too.
Weird. Well, that's celeb news for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that broadcast job was really fucking weird. There's a lot of weird people in that. I have a lot of stories from that where there's just like weird ass people saying weird ass things. Oh, sorry. Wow, that snuck up on me. But there is this one guy who worked at, worked at that broadcast place who was definitely a furry, and like, but he wouldn't come into the work in a fursuit, but he would wear like what I can only describe as like long ass kitchen gloves that were dressed up. You want to cut through here too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle's changing things up today.
Yeah.
He would wear like long ass kitchen gloves that would come up to like here.
Wait,
that were furry. This was a guy that I worked with at
He a furry?
Yes, 100%. He would show me his art sometimes. I swear to God, he would bring his iPad in and be like, what do you think?
Like it?
Do you like it? And I'd be like, I didn't know what to say. I think I would just ask stupid questions like, who is that?
Yeah.
Sir, what the fuck?
I know, you ever get like somebody shows you something and it's not good and you're like,
you just have to,
it's
yeah,
great.
Wow.
Sometimes I worry about that with my crochet stuff. I'm like, am I showing this off? And like,
no.
Everyone's like, what the fuck
there
is that?
There's never been a thing that you made that was ever like, no, that's bad.
Sure, and at least my mom's honest with me. Like, she'll be like, what?
Even Aughts the Goose is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good one.
He was a good one.
Hookthemana.com.
Hookthemana.com.
But that same furry dude one time, or not all, one time, one thing he would do that was wild was, I guess it was rubberized on the inside of those weird glove things, and I fucking swear to God, he would pour like a cup of isopropyl alcohol into it every time he would use it. Like, he would bring, I swear to God, he would bring like a huge thing every day with him. He was like a hyperchondriac, or no,
strange.
Germaphobe. Yeah. And he would pour them down the fucking glove and wear them.
Ew.
And like, you'd see his arms fucking dripping.
Ew. That cannot be comfortable.
It was fucking so gross. Yeah, that place was a bit of a freak show. No joke.
Are you guys gonna be the type of people that put like stickers on the back of your car that says like, my child's an honor student?
My child's fucking hilarious, so I'm gonna put that on my car.
I just saw one, that's why. It was like, my son is a Marine.
Yeah.
My son has exactly one hair on his head.
I might get that one now. I have no kids, but just out of my car. My son's a U.S. Marine.
My son has exactly one hair on his head that is 17 meters long.
I measure it every day.
And it drags behind him when he walks.
My son just shit his pants.
My son is notorious for shitting his pants.
My son loves to shit.
I always used to think, me and my buddy Taylor, we used to laugh, not at the people, but at the shirts that the fucking parents would make them wear. Like, they'd make, like, their autistic children wear these fucking horrible shirts that were, like, they're supposed to be good and informative, but they're, like, more demeaning than not.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, take 5 steps back. My son has autism, and he is willing to jump and snap at any moment. Ew. So it would say shit like that.
Yeah, that's like a little too much.
It would crack me the hell up though, because I really want to wear those shirts. No, I would mean, wear like, it. Listen, I get it. It's the purpose is to inform, not to demean, but I feel like there's got to be some level where you don't dress your child up in humiliating clothing.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
I would never do that. Anyway.
Anyway, what's a phrase you would have on your shirt? Let's go.
Pickles.
This boy can...
I like pickles.
This boy's got big feet. And you?
What Not Podcast.
Oh, we love that.
Oh, we gotta make merch.
It's time for merch, folks.
Merch coming soon.
Merch coming soon.
Bye.
Bye. And